usually associate Mardi Gras with New Orleans, but did you know that the first Mardi Gras in America was held in Mobile, Alabama in 1703, before there even was a New Orleans? Well, Mobile still celebrates Mardi Gras, maintaining some of the oldest traditions, including keeping the festivities segregated. There is one ceremony and parade for whites, another for blacks. Joining me now are Joseph Roberson, the Black Mobile Mardi Gras King of 2007, and Britton Youngblood, a member of the 2007 White Mardi Gras Court. Also, Margaret Brown, the director of a documentary film called The Order of Myths, which opens tomorrow at the IFC Center on 6th Avenue in Greenwich Village. And pleased to welcome you all to the show. Hi.
Hi.
And then you notice I said you all. Margaret, throughout the film, many people, both black and white, say that tradition is the reason Mobile has two separate celebrations. How far back does the tradition go?
Well, like you said before, I think 1703 was when it started in Mobile. And I just thought the word tradition was really interesting to sort of, you know, keep coming back to in the film, because I felt like it's like something that people use a lot of time when they want to excuse something they don't know how to explain. They say it's tradition. But there's also, you know, beauty to a lot of these traditions. So I thought it was something, you know, it's something that's very complicated.
Well, the black celebration really started in the 30s, didn't it? So we're not talking about tradition that goes back to 1703.
Right.
Does everyone accept this as an acceptable tradition, James? Joseph, I'm sorry.
Well, actually, the black royalty and organization started before 1938. They just didn't keep very well records, but it dates back early 1900s.
So there were two parades that go back all the way the end of Reconstruction, but when the Jim Crow laws were already
correct.
In place. And are the crowds that line the streets during the parades integrated?
Yes.
And have they always been?
I would say so, yes.
Britton, can you describe how the Mardi Gras events are planned by the white organization, the Mobile Carnival Association?
I have... Margaret actually probably knows a lot more about how that works than I do. I just know I was asked to be a part of it, and so I did. Margaret, do you know more?
Well, we should clarify that. You were asked to be a part, even though you live in the town, you were reluctant to do it, and you decided to go?
I did. I was actually a senior in college, which is when you make your debut. I think that hasn't always been the case, but it is today. I guess 21 has something to do with it.
So this is also a chance for young women to make their debut.
Yes, that's what it is. It's a debutante. Mm-hmm. The ladies of the court are debutantes.
Has that always been that way, Margaret? A combination of a debutante ball and... Because usually the debutante balls come a little later in the season, don't they?
Well, when I made the film, it's really focused. I don't know, actually, it's sort of embarrassing, but I don't know all the historical things about that. But I do know that in Mobile, as far back as, you know, I can remember, and, you know, it seems like they've been combined into this one thing, at least in the white community, in the black community, it's not exactly the same.
It's not a debutante ball as well, Joseph?
No, it's not, because in many cases, many of the young women, they've already participated in their respective balls. So, no, it's not.
Yeah. Well, how similar are the two organizations? Are they similar at all, or is it just the fact that there are two Mardi Gras in Mobile, and they happen to be the two organizations that run them? Do you, Joseph, are you aware of how the white Mardi Gras events are planned?
Not exactly, but I would say that both of the organizations, their events, they parallel one another. We have the same type of stuff in terms of, like, the events, the same type of court. We just do it in different locations at different times. So,
would you be allowed to join the Mobile Carnival Association, the white group?
I would say no, because it's no.
And can whites join the Mobile Area Mardi Gras Association that is the black group?
No.
So there are no white members?
No, sir, it's not.
These are totally segregated. You grew up in Mobile, didn't you,
Margaret? I did, yes.
So was this something that you thought about when you were a kid, or is this something that occurred to you later?
It definitely occurred to me later, because I think it is sort of so separate that, you know, I didn't really think about the Black Mardi Gras. My family was very involved in the White Mardi Gras. My mom was the queen in 1966, and it's kind of like always been in my family and really important in my family, especially to my grandparents. And so my awareness was really just about my family's participation in it, and also going to everyone goes to parades and stuff like that.
I think that's a child experience too. I think that's my childhood memories of Mardi Gras are about parades and moon pies and beads and going downtown. And
moon pies are a major part of the Mobile celebration.
They make a recurring visit.
Yes. There are even songs about moon pies.
Yeah.
And did you go to both parades when you were a kid?
I don't think so. I don't know. I went to whatever parades were around downtown. I guess not.
So the parades have been segregated as well. Did anybody discuss this when you were a kid, Margaret?
No, I mean, it wasn't really discussed. And I think the thing that's hopefully going to be interesting about the film is that it sort of opens this up for discussion, you know, to look at.
Do you think that Mobile is typical of the cities in Alabama, that this kind of segregation, despite integration and integrated schools to some degree, that you can still have these kinds of traditions that are so totally separate?
Well, I mean, I think all over there's, I mean, I didn't want to make a film that says, oh, look at where I'm from. It's really, you know, backward. I think hopefully people can watch the film and think about how this is in their own communities too. It's not just sort of pointing a finger, because I think these things exist everywhere, and maybe they're just not pointed out.
But it was my sense from watching the film, Joseph, that in the white community, this was just the way things are, and in the black community, there were a lot of people who were very upset by many of these traditions.
It depends on the people that, you know, that you're talking about. For the most part, people that understand Mardi Gras and that has taken part in Mardi Gras, you know, in the overall celebration of the entire event, I don't think it's a big issue.
Mm-hmm. So many people in the black community would not like to see the Mardi Gras integrated?
I'm very sure of that. Because through Mobile Area Mardi Gras Association, we're able to represent our own perspective and heritage through our own celebration. So it's something that's been practiced for a long time, and I really think that if we did integrate the two organizations, that something would be lost on both sides.
Britton, you were reluctant to participate because of the racial separation?
Not at all. That was not something that I thought about when being a part of it. I was reluctant to be involved because I'd sort of distance myself from Mobile a lot early on. I went to school up here, and it just wasn't a society that I always felt totally connected and close to. I sort of felt connected in certain ways and a part of things, but also very different.
You've been ruined by spending time in the North? Is that what we're
absolutely
saying?
Absolutely. And so it was really, for me, accepting where I come from and coming to appreciate where I come from, when it's very easy, you know, being here in New York to look down upon the traditions and the population there. It's very easy to sort of have an elitist view about it. And I decided that it was important to my family. And it was, for me, opening up to something that I'd previously judged.
We have a clip from the film, which is a letter to the editor from Dora Finley, who's a local activist and Mobile historian.
This is a letter to the editor that I submitted in September of 2006. For years, I have been an avid participant in Mardi Gras and all of its associated hoopla. In January of last year, when I was telling Mardi Gras stories to a husband and a wife who were visiting the city, the husband, who is white, exclaimed that he could get ball tickets from his project manager. Their excitement, however, turned quickly to sorrow as I explained that Mardi Gras is also the last stronghold of segregation, and that his wife, who is black, would not be admitted to the ball. I offered to invite them to my ball instead, but they were not interested. The segregation part had spoiled it.
Joseph, you were the first black king to attend a white Mardi Gras coronation. Why did you decide to go?
Stephanie and I both wanted to attend the MCA coronation so that we could see their, actually see the other side of Mardi Gras.
So it was just curiosity?
It was curiosity. And basically, we just went to be spectators. We didn't go thinking that we would take part in the ceremony. It is open to anybody in Mobile County that wants to attend the coronation. So it's not like it's an all-white type of event. Anyone who wants to attend the coronation can. And very interesting fact that Stephanie and I, we had a couple of hours to kill. So that's another reason why we both wanted to attend the coronation. But it was really fun. And
it seemed to be almost a revolutionary thing. I don't know whether it started a tradition, but then the white king and queen came to the black ceremony. That was last year. Has it that continued? Is this going to be a new tradition?
Well, actually, in the film, it's they go to one of the balls. It's not the black coronation. But yeah, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, Joseph, that now that's starting, that the white king and queen are coming to the black coronation or the court?
Yes, ma'am. They are coming. And it's just basically just reciprocating the favor of, just showing up and.
But I get the sense that both communities, despite the fact that integration is the law of the land, and I'm sure many ways Mobile is integrated, that these communities are still very curious about each other. I'm looking at you, Britton. Would you say that people who you live fairly close to are largely still a mystery for many of the people in your community?
I think a lack of curiosity is the source of the problem. I think that people are very invested in their own lives and their own communities that are often very separated for a variety of reasons, not because they choose consciously to only affiliate with members of their race, but because often in their professional lives or their personal lives, a lot of what they do is the same. And so I just lost your question.
But I think you made the point. Margaret, you made some interesting discoveries while you were working on the film, like you found out that the black queen's family came over on a slave ship that had been owned by the white queen's ancestor.
Yes, it was. We found that out after Mardi Gras, and it really sort of shaped the movie because it was a way to show like how history is kind of alive today. This connection so far back is still, these two families still connected.
And there are people in the black community who are quite aware that family was smuggling slaves into the country past the point where importation of slaves had been banned.
Yes.
Now, can you explain the title of the film, The Order of Myths?
Yeah, The Order of Myths is it's the oldest parading Mardi Gras organization in the country.
It's like a secret society? It's like the Masons with secret...
I don't know. I mean, it's all men, so I don't know if there's any secret handshakes.
I wouldn't go as far as saying it's like the Masons.
Yeah, the black Mardi Gras ceremonies also have myths. I mean, you have secret societies as well?
Yes, we do. We do.
Uh-huh. You got some secrets?
Ready to reveal anything on the air?
Not on the air.
No, not on the air. Mm-hmm.
I think what's something that's really interesting about talking about the segregated Mardi Gras and separation, I think what's apparent in the film, the reason segregation is so clear is because of the parallelism of the two Mardi Gras. But I think that there's a lot of segregation that happens everywhere.
Every day.
In New York. And it's all over, but without the parallel is, without that parallel, that mirror image, it just isn't as apparent, but it's just as pervasive.
Although I think that in New York, there may be exceptions, I don't know, there may be some private clubs. But on the whole, things can be integrated if people desire. They
Absolutely.
Don't always desire. You get the feeling here that if somebody actually insisted on becoming a member of the other group, this would cause a lot of trouble.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yes.
What kind of reaction has there been to the film in Mobile?
We're showing it there next week for the first time, so, you know, I guess we'll know in a week. But we brought some of the main characters, including Britton and Joseph, to Sundance with us, and sort of the only people from Mobile who've really seen it are the people in the film.
Uh-huh. And do they feel that, I'm speaking to both you, Britton and Joseph, that the film depicts the situation fairly?
I don't think enough of them. Oh, who are you speaking about? I mean, I think a lot of them, a lot of people.
You saw the film. You didn't say, oh, boy, she really distorted things. Or did you think, gee, that's just the way it is?
I mean, of course, there are always, you know, moments that are edited in certain ways that you're, you know, you can interpret them in certain ways, or there's a slight slant. But I think Margaret did a really good job of telling the truth and showing. I mean, clearly race was central and emphasized in the film. But I don't think there was anything that was misrepresented.
You know, Margaret and I always have this conversation after every time I watch the movie. I think that in certain cases, of course, we're going to be very critical of the way that we're projected in a project of this nature. And
you don't think the film was sympathetic to the black Mardi Gras?
No. I think that she gave her own perspective of all the material that she had gathered, and it was so much. My understanding is a couple of hundred hours worth of footage, and the only problem that I had with the film is that I feel that in certain cases Margaret probably could have shown, you know, we talk about things being parallel, but she always told me that the movie shifted when she found out the issue about Stephanie and Helen being connected in that way. So I think she did a good job, but I'm sure we're going to know how everybody else feel about the movie on Thursday. But yeah.
Well, I have a feeling that people in New York will see a very different movie than people in Mobile, Alabama.
Definitely.
Of course.
That's the nature of the differences of our perspectives. I want to thank you so much for being here, Joseph Roberson and Britton Youngblood, two of the people who appear in Margaret Brown's film called The Order of Myths, which opens tomorrow at the IFC Center here in New York City on Avenue of the Americas in Greenwich Village. It's been a real pleasure talking with you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.